Hello, we are 5th grade students from Carbondale Middle School. Here to inform you about how to spot fake news, we have recorded public service announcements about digital media literacy to help you identify reliable sources of information.
Hi, I'm Hudson. Today I'm going to tell you how to spot fake news. The first thing to look for is the URL. This helps if you know that if someone is real. If it says something like fakenews.com.co123, you should never trust it. For example, in my article, website is postindependent.com and is a secure URL. Another thing you can look for to avoid fake news is the date. This helps you find a good article because if it says it was in the date 1-234 and you were talking about cars, cell phones, and stuff like that, it's not really reliable. An example in my article is the date on my article is October 10th, 2020, and was referring to a local airport aiding in the wildfire relief. One other way to spot a fake article is the author. If it says the author is by like Jack Gumball or some fake name like that, it's probably not real. For an example in my article, it says the author's name is Charlie Worthing, who has attached his email and is a journalist for the Post Independent newspaper. One of the most important reasons that spotting fake news is important because then you might go off thinking that a Martian T-Rex had a baby is true. I hope you've learned about how to find relevant and reliable news articles. Thanks for listening.
This has been a collaboration between Carbondale Middle School, the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, and KDNK.